Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sobha Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhidev Chattopadhyay. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Sobha Limited call today. From the management, we have with us Mr. Jagdish Nangineni, the Managing Director, and Mr. Yogesh Bansal, the Chief Financial Officer. And I'd like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ajit. Good evening, everyone. Sobha team and I are happy to interact with you post financial results of quarter three for this financial year 23-24. As most of you would know, the investor presentation can be accessed from our website, sobha.com. In this call, we would briefly touch upon our last quarter and 9-month performance and provide an outlook for the last quarter as well. Firstly, on real estate sales, the first 9 months of this financial year was the best ever for us in terms of real estate sale value, with an achievement of about 5,140 crores and 4.74 million square feet. In this quarter, we again achieved the highest ever quarterly sale value of 1,951 crores and 1.66 million square feet. This is the 10th straight quarter where the pre-sales have been better than the previous quarter. Our average price realization has also been the best ever at 11,732 square feet, thanks to the increasing contribution of super luxury price projects across all our operating cities. About 77% of these sales in this quarter have come from Bangalore due to the new launch. Also, 70% of this quarter sales have been contributed by 2 crore plus ticket size, due to the mix of the projects that are ongoing. We are optimistic that good sales numbers in this quarter two will contribute from the ongoing projects and new launches if they come in, and will add to the momentum. Overall, for the year, we expect to do over 20% of the previous financial year value of 5,198 crores. Secondly, on the project launches, we launched two projects in Q3 of this year, Sobha Neopolis in Bangalore and Sobha Metropolis Phase 3 in Thrissur, both put together about 3.84 million square feet. We have a project pipeline of 16.77 million square feet in residential to be launched, majority of which we are aiming to do by the end of next financial year. For quarter 4 of this financial year, we hope to do another 3 million square feet of launches. Since they are back-ended towards the end of March, there is high chance of variation as well. Apart from minor delays, most of the remaining activities and timelines towards launches are intact. Sobha's share in these forthcoming projects would be about 80%. In addition to this 16.77 million square feet, we are working on our next 20 million square feet launches as well, which we will start including in the forthcoming projects during the next financial year. Thirdly, on our cash flow, with the help of our best ever sales, milestone achievements in projects, collections from long-standing contractual customers, our operational cash inflow has also been the best in this quarter at 1,493 crores. We have generated positive cash flow for the 13th straight quarter and reduced our net debt. We will continue to aim to generate positive cash flow during the growth phase as well, and directionally would like to continue to reduce debt. However, with more focus towards increasing the scale of our real estate operations, going forward, the net cash flow generation might be lower due to higher spend towards ongoing and new project opportunities. With this, I request our CFO, Mr. Yogesh Bansal, to take you through the financials and open the floor for questions.
Good afternoon, everyone. Our strong pre-sale number
with improved utilization demonstrates not only the resilience of our brand but also puts us in a strong position for the future. These robust pre-sales will play a pivotal role in generating even higher cash flows, enabling us to allocate resources strategically for a sustained growth. Once they come for recognition, these sales will boost our EBITDA margin in future. Our constant focus on cash flow management has resulted in 13th consecutive quarter of positive net cash flow. We continue to generate improved operational cash flow quarter on quarter. During Q3 24, our focus on collection resulted in overall in cash inflow of Rs 14.93 billion with real estate contribution amounting to Rs 12.93 billion, the highest ever in Shobha's history. We achieved a positive net cash flow of 97 crore during the quarter. Similarly, for the first 9 months of FY24, cash inflow was 42.98 billion with real estate contribution being 37 billion, again the highest ever 9 month comparative period. To strengthen our future pipeline, we invested 1.72 billion in first 9 months in land payment and achieved a positive net cash flow 2.96 billion in first 9 months. Would like to highlight that we have good visibility of marginal cash flow of Rs 120.68 billion from our residential portfolio with Rs 64.70 billion from ongoing project and Rs 55.98 billion from forthcoming projects. Realization of these amounts over coming years shall facilitate deploying more capital towards growth opportunities. Our net debt to equity is reduced from peak of 1.32 about 2 years back to 0.54 now. On the P&L side, for the quarter we recognized 5.21 billion of revenue in real estate with total income of 7.14 billion. From period of 9 months, total income was Rs 24.27 billion. For the quarter, EBITDA was Rs 1.03 billion with margin of 14.4% and for 9 months, EBITDA was Rs 3.01 billion with margin of 12.7%. As indicated and explained earlier, margin continued to be soft due to recognition of pre-COVID sales. Going forward, margins are expected to expand once more recent sales come for recognition. As on 31st December 2023, we had about Rs 127 billion worth of RE revenue to be recognized. I would like to thank you once again for your participation and now we can open the floor for the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Jagdish. Sir, congratulations on a good quarter, especially on the pre-sales. So my first question is that you, on the call said you are readying a pipeline of about 20 million square feet of projects beyond the existing launch pipeline which you have. So just wanted to get some more color on how much is the pending capex on land payments to be done in this, how much will be our share in this, how much will be JDA, so if you can give some light on that.
Good evening, Parikshit. The 20 million square feet, the details of those, we would, of course, declare as we convert them into projects over the course of next financial year. But largely, these projects which we are planning to do will be in Bangalore, and those will be from our own land banks and a couple of lands that we have done, joint development, several years ago. The mix would be roughly, again, there the Sobha share should be over 90%. The majority, like I said, the majority of the projects are based in Bangalore.
Does it include the Hoskote land, this 20 million sq ft?
Part of the Hoskote land is included in this, yes.
How much would be that, like, if you can quantify out of this 20 million?
That would be about between 8-10 million would be from Hoskote.
Okay. Sir, in terms of development potential, what will be the value of this 20 million? Is it right to assume that average realization would be about 10,000+?
Yes. The average realization we are expecting should be similar to what we are currently doing in Bangalore, about roughly between 10,000-11,000 sq ft.
This on top of this already, 22 odd million, which you have given in the presentation, takes the total to about 42 million sq ft, which is 40,000 crores of GDV. These kind of numbers, what kind of numbers on pre-sale are we looking for the next year?
The planning for the next financial year has just started, Parikshit, that we will be able to sort of disclose and give a guidance probably in the next call.
Okay. This is the last question. On this 3 million sq ft of launches, which you said will happen during this quarter, which could be back-ended around March. If you can give a broad breakup in which locations are these launches and what could be potentially the sales which will be opened?
Sure. I mean, these, although we are saying it's 3 million sq ft, we have a possibility of launch of about seven projects. One project in Bangalore, two projects in Chennai, one project in Trivandrum, and a couple of projects in Gurgaon, and one project in GIFT City. All of them are possible to be launched very soon. Given the uncertainty sometimes that creeps in the launches, even if we can achieve half of these launches, then I think we should be able to do about 3 million sq ft.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, and wish you the best. Those were my questions.
Thank you, Parikshit.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Dhruvesh Sanghvi from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations to you, entire team. Sir, any thoughts on why we are doing with the rights issue? Of course, it was suggestion from multiple investors like us, but it was the suggestion around when the price was probably 400, 500, and 600. It would be one of the few promoters in the history who would have sold at 500 and probably now buying at much higher rates in the rights. That is why I just wanted to understand what is the rationale that they think and they want to put the money. If you can give us a broad indication, that is one. I mean, I have a couple of questions after that, and I'll try to sum it up in the next one.
Sure, Dhruvesh. There are a couple of things with respect to rights issue. Like we have been indicating, right? First, with respect to towards our fiscal, I mean, financial management, we want to be lean in terms of debt. At the same time, we would like to capture the growth prospects that are available in the Indian residential sector, and which we think are long-term in nature. Through a financial route which is less burdensome in terms of debt. In that context, there are several choices. One of the choice is, of course, a rights issue wherein the promoters also can contribute towards this fund. The visibility of this fund from the promoters has come in the last few months, and hence, their outlook is also very positive in the long term. Hence, given their long-term nature in terms of thinking from a capital deployment point of view. So price is not the biggest matter, but the ability to deploy the capital is far more important.
Sure. Thank you. And small related to this is by when we will have the contours of the rights issue available? Any sense? I mean, is it going to be a couple of weeks or it will take 2-3 months?
We are working the details out, and I think it should take another month or so to finalize those.
Sure. So, and one last question about the overall growth, because this is the first time we are hearing such big, project lineup, including the Hoshkote. Is it now safe that the bottom range for us should be 8-9 million square feet, and that too within the grasp of 1 to 2 years for the year, the pre-sales 8 to 9 million square feet? Is that a fair estimate now?
So we will not be able to clearly say how much is the sales in future, but like we clearly have seen in the last few years, we have consistently grown. We have done FY22 about 4.9, FY23 we did 5.65, and FY24 we are already about 4.7 million square feet. So these numbers have been steady, and with an increased price realization as well. So our focus has been for a steady growth. Now, one of the important things that we need to remember here is that the tailwinds for the sector have been really good in the last few years. So I think the long, I don't know about the short-termish, whether it's going to, if there's going to be any blips, but in a long-term, from a goal point of view, yes, we are aiming for those numbers that what we mentioned. If it's going to happen in the next couple of financial years, then we work towards it. And if there is a macroeconomic environment supports it, then we should be able to aim for those numbers.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I'll join back with you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, and congrats on good pre-sales. My first question is on the margins. Look, there was an expectation that margins will now start turning around by the second half of this fiscal. What is the new guidance now, and what's still holding back the margins?
On the margins front, this particular quarter, yes, you're right that we have guided that towards the end of the financial year, we will start looking at slightly better margins than what we did last financial year in the first two quarters. However, one of the significant reasons for this particular quarter is also because of inability to recognize some of the projects where we have completed but we have not received the OC because of certain delays in obtaining those. This is not a current characteristic asset in terms of delay, but it so happened that the OCs got delayed, and hence we could recognize far higher revenue and margins, we could not. And as you know, as the revenue recognition itself is slightly lower, the overheads and the other costs are largely fixed in nature, and hence the margins seem to be lower. But I think those will catch up from this quarter on.
That's helpful. Secondly, you guide for a future projected cash flow. Are those cash flow calculations assume the current price realization, or are they still based on what you've historically done maybe in previous quarters? Have you revised those numbers up?
You are talking about the marginal cash flow that we have showcased in our investor presentation?
Correct. It's 64.7 billion of potential future number.
Typically, when we do that, then we are a little bit conservative in terms of our pricing, and typically we take our current pricing. and if there is anything upside that will come in at once the project gets launched.
Okay. Just lastly, once again on rights issue, your balance sheet is now, you know, quite decent at almost half times net debt to equity. You're largely going to launch your own parcels of land next year. What's the need for equity then?
As you know, Puneet, the majority of our land bank is concentrated in few cities, particularly in Bangalore and some in Kerala. So hence, if we are aiming growth in multiple other cities as well, and for that we will need certain upfront capital, and that's what we are planning to use it for. The cities that we would like to focus going forward, apart from, of course, are Bangalore, which contributes the most even today, are where our NCR is Pune and Hyderabad, like we have been saying. But we could not have good traction there because, again, the requirement of capital for growth there is reasonably significant. So balancing growth and investing has certain limitations, and that limitations we would like to overcome by having an equity capital with us and seek opportunities in these cities. And also, while we are doing this, we would like to also explore some new cities as well. So given the nature of our outlook, not just from the existing operating cities, but also enhancing our presence in our other non-Bangalore cities and new cities, we think that this equity capital will really enhance our capability to focus on long-term growth.
Okay. And you think NCR, Pune, Hyderabad would not be more JV, would be more land purchase transactions?
Well, the nature of the transactions will continue to be mixed. Wherever we think that we can find good opportunities in just an outright purchase or a joint development, we'll continue those. I don't think the outlook of how we pursue the opportunities will change. But of course, with larger capital base available for us, if something makes sense for us to do outright, that choice that we currently do not have will be available to us, and we will exercise it based on the opportunity and the economics around it.
Understood. That's very helpful. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, and congratulations for a great set of numbers. So a couple of questions from my side. When we look at the 3 million sq ft proposed launches in Q4, or the 16.8 million sq ft of projects in the launch pipeline, what would be our share in these projects?
Good evening, Parvez. Both put together in the launch, for the 16.7 million sq ft that we have, that our share would be roughly about 81%.
Okay, sure. Including the 16.8 million square feet and the 20 million square feet projects that we are working on, what is the kind of, let's say, approval cost, etc., which we might need to incur over the next 1 to 2 years to bring these 36, 37 million square feet projects to the launch phase?
The details of those we are still working on, Parvez. But largely the land is paid for, and if I have to really for an incremental investment, if I have to do and proudly acquire more land in around where we already have, then it might incur the additional outflow. But otherwise, these requirements for approvals or any sort of consolidation or remaining payments that need to be done for land and for the partners, though I think we'll be able to cover from our operation cash flow.
Okay. And lastly, I mean, you mentioned we are looking at maybe increasing the land spend and entering new cities or going to cities other than Bangalore. You have any number in mind as to our annual land capex, and maybe it will be about 250 odd crore in FY24. Are we looking to, let's say, scale it up to 500-600 crore on an annual basis going ahead? Is that the number in your mind, or it could be even higher?
So that, I'll not be able to give clear number at this stage, but if we have to grow in outside cities, outside Bangalore cities, and if we have to look at a higher volume of projects, higher volume of sales, then clearly we will need more investment in land going forward. And I think it should be above that number that what you have mentioned.
So, thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhinav Sinha from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jagdish, and congrats to the team. A couple of questions. Firstly, the 3 million launch I think you mentioned for fourth quarter. So does this include Karma Lake land, and what is the product that we are looking at there now?
Good evening, Abhinav. Thanks. Like I mentioned just in the previous question, we have about 7 projects that we can launch in the next couple of months. So some of them might come in this quarter, some might spill over to the next quarter. So one of them is Karma, and Karma specifically we are going to launch an apartment project on 31 acres, and it's a golf course project, and that's about 2 million square feet.
And this was supposed to be a DM project, right? What is the structure now?
The structure of the transaction continues to be the same, which is the development management.
Okay, so X of this, all the other projects should now be, you know, largely owned, right? Because if this is say 10-12%, then the remaining, and you are saying 80% is your stake in the total pipeline. So
yeah, that's largely correct. Yeah.
Okay. So second question is on the rights issue. So what is the timeline you're looking to deploy the money?
Like I said, Abhinav, the rights issue, specific to rights issue matter, we are still working out the details in terms of the number of branches in which we would like to raise the capital, and also deployment specifics. So we will be able to share those details in the next over the course of next month or so.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just firstly on, the forthcoming pipeline, while I see, lot many cities being mentioned there, but we have had a very successful project launch in Thrissur in Shobha Metropolis. But I don't...
Hello, Pritesh.
The line of Pritesh got disconnected, sir.
Okay.
By the way, we'll take the next question.
Sure.
The next question is from the line of Mohit Agrawal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And sir, many congratulations to your team for showing consistent growth in pre-sales and also debt reduction. My first question is on your pricing. So if I look at the average realization in over the last 2 years, that has moved up by from 8,000 rupees average to almost 12,000 rupees. So can you give some color on what, as you mentioned, about this premiumization of projects? So that is one. And the other is the like-to-like growth that you would have taken the pricing growth that you've taken in projects. So could you kind of bifurcate broadly what would have been the like-to-like growth annually and the premiumization impact?
Thank you, Mohit. Like you said, the pricing growth has been from about 8,000 about 2 years ago to about, this particular quarter it's about 11,732, but for the first 9 months it's about 10,800. So the reason for this increase is in the change in the mix of the project. As we are launching new projects, we were able to launch at a price higher than the replacement inventory, if you may call so. And that has led to the increasing pricing mix for us. So hence, to give a like-to-like comparison, it is very tough because the change in the mix is not from the same project but from new projects. But if you have to take a specific case study of certain projects, for example, we started selling one of our projects called Shobha Brooklyn and Shobha Manhattan. Both of them, we started around 6,500 to 7,000, and today it is about 9,000. So that's still an increase of about 30%. So similar would be the case similar is the price increases we have seen for a similar location projects where we launched, once it's completed the new one. So from a like-to-like, from a pricing point of view, I said it's similar from 8,000 to 10,800, and the volume has been, volume growth has been roughly about, again, from about 4.95 million square feet to this year. If all goes well, we can probably do another do about close to 6 million square feet.
Perfect. So my second question is on business development. You know, we've been talking about adding more projects. My question is, are you comfortable with the valuations being offered? You know, you mentioned that you want to expand to NCR, Pune, Hyderabad, you know, especially markets like Gurgaon, Hyderabad. Any thoughts on, if you're going for outright or JDA, what has been the landowner expectations? We keep on hearing about land prices going up. So any thoughts on valuation, and do you think on these prices you'll be able to make healthy IRRs?
Good question, Mohit. When the market is up and very optimistic, the land prices are also, there has been a rise in the land prices too. So that is where I think having capital with us and ability to chase opportunities where we can pursue opportunities which are not necessary, where there is competition is lower, will be where we will have an advantage. Whether we will be able to achieve the kind of financial objectives that we have whenever we do a transaction, that is something we think that we are optimistic, and for that our business development process has to be far more robust, and we take a little bit of conservative estimates. It's a tougher market for us to do new deals, and that's where I think we need to be a little bit patient. That is where probably our advantage comes, wherein we already have a good pipeline of projects lined up, and hence the additional to that, having operational cash flow and capital with us through this rights issue will give us a war chest of kind of capital to and patience to pursue opportunities which will be profitable.
Understood. And so just a last clarification, in your initial remarks, I heard you mentioning that the spends on construction are likely to increase going forward. So does that mean that your operating cash flow margins currently on an average, which is around 20%, could that see a change, or will higher collections kind of take care of the higher outflows as well?
Our focus is going to be higher cash flow. Okay, so higher cash flow, once we get cash flow, that only we are going to spend on construction. So our operating cash flow is going to be in similar range.
Sorry, sir, I
Higher construction outflow is going to be from higher cash flow.
So margins will remain stable, right? Or cash flow margins?
Remain similar.
Hello, sorry.
Margin is going to be remain similar.
Okay.
What if I could paraphrase it? So essentially, higher outflow in construction will lead to higher inflow because of the milestone achievements. And particularly in the last couple of, not couple, but at least last year, whatever we have launched, the construction outflow for those will start coming in more in terms of structure completion. Those we will be, and some of the other projects where we will start doing finishes. So combination of that, we think that more outflow will lead to higher billing for us for the sales and will lead to higher cash inflows. So it's a positive cycle of spend leading to billing leading to cash inflow, and so higher cash outflow, higher cash inflow. Mohit?
Mr. Mohit? Sir, we will take the next question.
Sure.
The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, yes, Mr. Pritesh.
Yes, Pritesh, yes.
Great, hi. So first question is on, you know, your forthcoming project pipeline. While you mentioned quite a few cities, but you know, Thrissur, where we have had a very successful project launch, you know, it's kind of missing from that. I mean, the next project is, you know, not mentioned there, while I assume we might have some land, you know, in the pipeline in Thrissur as well. So what's your plans in that market?
Specifically in Thrissur, Pritesh?
Yes, specifically Thrissur. Yes, specifically Thrissur.
Now, we have two ongoing projects there. One is Lake Edge and the second is, sorry, three projects, Lake Edge, Silver Estate, and Metropolis. So we have just released, last quarter we have launched the phase three of the Metropolis. So we have good set of inventory there, and I think it might take a few quarters for it to be consuming. And while that is happening, we are looking at other opportunities in future as well.
Sure. So we do have, you know, more land in that market, right?
The current developable land currently we do not have, but there are certain land banks which we are trying to get approvals upon. If that do not fructify, we are looking at other opportunities in Thrissur. Thrissur has been our home market for a long time, and we have developed one of the most iconic projects, Shobha City, there, which has apartments, villas, and one of our retail portfolio in that project. So we have a great brand name and recognition. So we will look forward. We will continue to look for opportunities in having a presence there.
Sure. And this 20 million square feet of upcoming pipeline, you mentioned there is Hoskote, which is included there. Is there Hosur, you know, project also included in that pipeline? And if yes, how much would be the size in the first phase?
Good question. Hosur, we are in the last leg of obtaining the permission there or resolving one of the issue which has been long pending. If we are able to resolve that, then we should be able to launch plotted development in Hosur, in our Hosur land. Remaining parts of the Hosur land holdings, we don't think that they are in developable state. So as and when we find opportunities, we will monetize that. But otherwise, the remaining land that we have, which is a small, which is about 60 plus acres, that we will do it as a plotted development.
Sure, got it. And one lastly, you know, on the contractual margins in this quarter. So last quarter we had seen that improvement, you know, clocking 14% EBIT margins, 14-15%. It's come down to 3% now. You know, how should we look at that, you know, going forward? This quarter was just an aberration, or, you know, there might be some quarters where we still might go through this same, you know, sort of subdued margins.
It's more of an accounting treatment that has undergone this quarter. So wherein some of the revenue that we have recognized earlier had to be reversed because of short closing of the PO, or we are not continuing the project because of the ambiguity in the scope of the project. So that, I think, has led to the reduction in the margin. But the overall, in the contractual and manufacturing business, the manufacturing business continues to look very good in terms of opportunities and in terms of the margins that we can achieve through these opportunities. In contractual projects, the ones which we have, which we had got in 2021 and or so, those are still under a little bit of stress. But otherwise, which we have started in the last financial year and this financial year, those look to have a good margin. So as we recognize the revenue and close out the older projects, there will be a little bit of stress, but I think largely it's over.
Sure, got it. So sustainable margin should be somewhere between 10-15% for this segment?
It should be.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it from my side, and all the best.
Thank you, Pritesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. I have this question on capital allocation strategy for us, okay? And again, the capital raise, what we want to do. So I have 3 points and a question following it. Our net worth is around 2,500 crore, okay, which is the total capital on which this company has been built. And we want to raise something like 2,000 crores of incremental capital, which seems quite large based on what historically we have used capital, okay. The first point. Secondly, in the last cycle also, we invested huge capital in land bank, and which led to high debt, low profitability also. Means, okay, we may not use high debt, but the profitability and IRR may be low. And we have not used that land also completely what we built in the last cycle. Okay, so that was point two. And third, how do you ensure that capital which will be raising now will get used more cautiously than in past? And what will you not do with this capital? And finally, the timing of this capital raise, because what we understand or hear is that prices of land have gone up significantly in last 3-4 years. So can you give your complete idea on these 4 points? And how are you looking at the things, and how should I understand it then, outside investor in the company? So in the last cycle also, we invested huge capital in land bank, and that capital, land bank is also not fully utilized, is what we understand, okay? And it also led to poor profitability in bad years. So the question is, how do you ensure that the capital which will be raising will get used more cautiously than in the past? And what will you not do with that capital? Okay. And finally, on the timing of this capital raise, what we understand or hear is that prices of land have gone up significantly in the last 3-4 years. So how do you be confident that this large chunk of capital will be able to deploy in, let's say, in the next 2 years, where we can get high IRRs or decent IRRs? So this is the question.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
So Himanshu, to answer your question, we got the gist of the question. So coming to each point, you're right that our equity is about 2,500 crores and we are raising a capital of about 2,000 crores, which is more than double of what we had raised from all the capital raises that we have done in the past. That, in fact, that shows the ability to scale the company from where we are today. So I think that's a very positive kind of development, wherein with that kind of equity base that where we have reached, and from this new capital base, the growth opportunities that are present for us seem to be far more. And considering that the current sustainable positive economic environment, we should be able to put these capital to the best use in terms of opportunities. Second is, yes, we did raise capital in the last cycle. It's not, I will not say last cycle, but last to last cycle. As a company, we have been operating for the last 30 years, and collectively we have gone through at least three real estate cycles, and therein there have been multiple lessons that we have learned. And one of the biggest things that we have done, particularly in the cycle where in 2008-09, was that we stopped, we were earlier allocating capital for land banking, and that's something that we have said we will not undertake in future. And when you ask one of the questions, which is what we are not going to do, and that's precisely what we have not been doing in the past 10 odd years. And in the last 10 odd years, our ability to allocate capital and gain or convert the investments into projects and in a profitable investment has been really good. And unfortunately, in some of the in the last cycle, which was the 2014 to 18, it was stagnant. And after the post-COVID, the cost increase also had played a big role in terms of margins. But otherwise, we have been deploying our capital judiciously. And going forward also, we'll follow the same principles of prudence and make sure that the capital investment is done to achieve multiple objectives, both organizational and, of course, financial.
And one thing, would you like to build your commercial portfolio significantly over the years?
That's also a good question. We have, our focus has been largely residential, and that's what we are good at. And we would like to maintain that focus in the medium term. The reason being, we think that there are enough opportunities for us to continue to pursue in residential. And at this juncture, where there is a clear visibility of good opportunity, I would rather focus on that rather than moving to another asset class, which we are not as good. But at the same time, we will start experimenting a bit if the right opportunity comes by in a small scale. And if it makes sense, then we will look at it once we see through this residential opportunity set.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sabyasachi Mukherjee from Bajaj Finserv AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. First question is on the, in your initial comments that you said that we'll do a 20% growth in FY24 on the FY23 number of 5198 crores. 9 month FY24, we are already up by 38%. Do you expect a very soft Q4 in terms of bookings?
Good evening, Sabyasachi. This quarter sales is largely, again, like I said, is dependent on our ability to do new launches. And considering that the new launches are a little bit back-ended, so I think that there is a possibility for us to not repeat the same sales numbers. But like I said, that is, it's completely dependent on our ability to launch. And that's where we would like to guide, or we would like to keep all the investors informed. So that's something which can cause variance. Not that it is going to impact the medium-term or short-term sort of objectives of the company. But when it comes to quarter-on-quarter, these are things that which can come in or not. So that's an alpha, that's a delta that you have to be cognizant of.
Got it. Just a follow-up here. So does it mean that, you know, probably launches will get spilled over to next quarter or Q1? And is it a fair assumption that, you know, 25 also, FY25, we'll see a decent growth in terms of sales, 15-20%? Do you have a guidance over there?
Sorry, Sabhisaji, currently for the next financial year, we don't have, neither have a guidance, nor we have planned it out in detail. As and when that we do that, then we'll be able to sort of discuss that.
Okay. Last one from my side is, you know, last quarter earnings call, you said that, you know, probably in the next 6, 7, or 8 quarters, we have a launch pipeline of 15 million square feet around. So does this remain intact? I mean, how are we planned in terms of launch pipelines, let's say, for the next, you know, 1.5 years, let's say?
Yes, I mean, the last quarter's pipeline was 15.32, about 15.3 million square feet. And this quarter, that has increased to 16.77, despite launch of about 3.88 million square feet. So I think that's what I was mentioning in the initial remarks. We are aiming to launch majority of the pipeline in the by the end of next financial year.
Majority of the pipeline by end of, let's say, FY25, that you are mentioning.
That's it.
Okay. Thanks. That's all from my side, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ajay. I express my gratitude to all the participants in the call today. All the factors contributing to residential demand, which is high growth economy, job creation in urban centers, migration to cities, higher income levels, optimism for the future, need for living in larger communities, steady interest rates, would continue to play out in the long term. And we as a company have very strong foundation built by a dedicated team which pursues the organization goals with passion. And hence, both those coupled with our brand, operational and financial model, we are positioned to experience a steady growth. And I hope that we will work towards it. And we are pretty optimistic about our future. While we continue to pursue our short-term goals, we have a very clear view of the long-term as well. So with that, I thank you. Thank everyone who participated in the call. I hope we have answered some of your questions satisfactorily. In case you have any further questions, please do reach out to us. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.